now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and welcome to the program. We call it the Ask Roland Show. And I bid you all welcome. Now, today I want to talk about a hodgepodge of things, very important things. First of all, times are tough, as you well know. The economy is bad. A lot of bad things lurk on the horizon or are happening. And so more and more now, I'm beginning to get people coming to my blogs and to my website with questions such as, why? How do I not be upset all the time? How do I stop being upset? That's a big one right now. People are upset. They're nervous. They're anxious. They are worried. They are troubled. And so these kinds of times, what is the old expression? Was it Shakespeare who said, these are the times that try men's souls? Yes, these are the times that try men's souls. And so when times begin to get tough, ladies and gentlemen, what do we do? Well, it's back to basics. It's back to family. Yes, back to family. Back to the important things in life. Back to cultivating your garden. Was it Rousseau that said that? Or Voltaire? Maybe it was Voltaire. And it is back to looking at the spiritual side of life again. Yes, the old values, you know, God and principle, honor, love of what is right, love of children, family. These things become important. You know, there was a man, a very nice man, Vice Admiral James Stockdale. Very nice man. He was captured by a North Vietnamese and held in the Hanoi Hilton, a terrible prison camp there for many years. And he quoted a line from a poet, I believe, or was it a poet? Was it a Chinese philosopher? I don't remember, but it was something like, there is nothing so sweet as the sound of rain on the roof, when one is back home again with one's family. Something like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the times are tough, so here I am. Now, the name of this program is Ask Roland, because I answer questions such as, why? How do I stop upset all the time? How do I stop being upset all the time? The answer, in a nutshell, is to have faith and love. Faith. See, faith, hope. Not worried, not to be worried, by having faith. That's the short answer there. And love. Love meaning patience with other people, not resenting other people. If you didn't resent your husband, if you didn't resent your wife, if you didn't resent your kids, if you didn't resent your neighbor, if you didn't resent anybody whatsoever, and you had faith, then you would not be upset. It's that simple, okay? Now, I know you hear this. You hear this in church. You've heard it, or you've read, you know, you read. If you're a Buddhist, then the Buddha said something like, says the same sort of thing. Or you hear it in church. But it suddenly becomes important when times are tough. And not only, but what I supply, see, what I do is I supply the missing ingredients, the missing explanation. See, I supply the missing explanation so that you can have faith and so that you can have love. See, that's what I do. And I do it better than, well, most people. And so it behooves you to listen to this program. So let's talk about these wonderful things after this very important announcement. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet today's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Ask Roland Show. Now, who am I, and why am I answering these important questions? Well, my name is Roland. I've been on the air for 20 years. I've been on the air for 20 years. This is my 21st year. In San Francisco, in Pensacola, Florida, Alexandria, Louisiana, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, around the world on the shortwave, now here in the Southern California area, Augusta, Georgia, and around the world on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. I answer these important questions, and I provide the missing ingredients that you need so that you can actually implement them in your life. Now, if you don't want to be upset all the time, if you want to have better relations with your husband, with your partner, your husband or wife, with your partner, with your kids, if you have peace of mind, self-esteem, and all these wonderful benefits, they can all be yours. See, if you can learn to manage your emotions, okay? It's very important. Learn to manage your emotions. Now, let me just follow up on what I said earlier. I said to have, if you have love for other people, in other words, we read in the Bible that we're supposed to have love. Well, what does that mean? Well, a big part of it means simply not resenting other people. See, if you resent someone, if you hate them, if you resent them, you can't love them. You cannot love and hate at the same time. You cannot love and resent at the same time. See, the proof of this, next time you become resentful, next time you become resentful over anything, no matter what it is, notice how immediately, see, immediately a dark cloud hangs over your head. Notice how you reject what is good and what is sweet. You feel negative about yourself, about other people. Joy is gone. Everything sweet and good is gone. And you're in a dour mood. See, that's what resentment does. It takes you away from love. So if you want to have love for other people, in other words, patience, see, then don't resent them. It's that simple. Now, I know some of you are very nice. Some of you are very nice people, and you go to work and you have friends and you're kind to your coworkers and you're very helpful. You help a lot of people. You do a lot of good things. So, I know you do. See, so in that regard, you do a lot, probably do a lot more nice things than for people than I do. You're very nice, but you have an Achilles heel, and it is resentment. And you don't resent everybody, but certain people, like your partner, for example. You resent your partner or your kids. You come home from work and you're tired, and then your kids come with this and with that, and then you resent them, or you resent your mom, your mother, your father. See, there's somebody that you resent, okay? All you have to do is resent them. See, or resent traffic. Resent anything. Love is gone. Okay? If you want to have love there, love for other people and love for yourself. If you want to feel good about yourself, don't resent. Okay, that's the missing ingredient. Now, but there's more. Then you say, how do I not resent? Well, first of all, there's the getting it part. There's the inside part, which I'm giving you now. I'm giving you some of it now. But there's more. Okay, there's more. And then I can also show you how not to resent, how to watch for resentment and let it pass. I can show you that. And I have a little meditation that helps you to do that. So what I have is actually worth its weight in gold. You won't get this anywhere else. Are you going to get this? I can only think of one other place in the whole world that somebody's going to explain it the way I have just now. And I have a free meditation at my website that you can get. So there you have. So there's that. Okay, so we talked about patience with other people. In other words, not resenting them. And then the other thing I said, if you want to not be upset, if you want to be able to negate the troubled waters, if you want to be able to go through life now without falling at the seams as things get worse, see, you have to learn to control your emotions and become less reactive. More patient with other people and with circumstance. And you're going to need faith, too, see, so you won't start worrying, becoming anxious. You need faith. Okay? Now, I can show you what faith is. I can actually show you. And I can help you find faith. Okay? That's what my meditation is for. Faith is trusting what you know deep down in your heart is right. Faith is trusting what you know in your heart of heart. Faith is trusting in what you wordlessly see, what you wordlessly know. It's intuition. It's gut level. See? But you put your faith in outside people and experts and other people that mislead you. See? And deceive you and use you and abuse you and take advantage of you and fool you. Or they pretend they know what they're talking about and you find out you don't. So you need to know where to put your faith. When you put your faith in the right thing, which is what you know, which is like the inner, your inner intuition, what you know wordlessly, without words, that's faith, okay? All right, now, I've given you a good start. Now let me mention a couple of other things. I've mentioned one resource that I have for you. It's a free meditation. Let me mention another resource that I have for you. Another resource that I have. I have several blogs. I have blogs devoted to different topics. For example, I have a blog which is about not becoming upset. And there are some great posts there. And some articles that you can link to and read. Okay, and some audio to listen to. Then I have a blog which is called Healing Relationships. See, it's all about husbands and wives and partners. See, and there's some wonderful resources there. I have a great blog post and an article, which I put up on eZine Articles. It's called "What is the Number One Cause of Divorce?" Very popular, very popular. Okay, I have another blog devoted to being a parent, to parenting, learning to parent with love and with patience. See, and I answer questions about parenting. About discipline, about timeouts, and all these things. So I have these wonderful resources. I will tell you how to access them in just a moment after this important announcement. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Ask Roland Show. I've got answers. Answers which are common sense and have a basis in spirituality. They're very good for you. Now, where will you access all of these wonderful resources that I have to answer life's most important questions? Well, the best place is to go to my main website, my Common Sense Central, which is a portal. See, whereby you can immediately find our free meditation. You can find articles about meditation. You can immediately find my blog, which the blogs I talked about parenting, about relationships, about not being upset, about managing anger, about post-traumatic stress. See, you can find them there immediately. You can click on the link and there you have it, and audio. And the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful meditation that I have. All of them you can find right there. Now, how do you get there? Easiest way is to go to CoachRoland.com. CoachRoland. That's so easy to remember. Coach Roland. You don't need to put any dashes in it or capitals or anything. Just CoachRoland.com. Okay? Another way to remember it is obviously you can go to RolandTrujillo.com. It takes you to the same place. Or you can go to CommonSenseCounseling.org. CommonSenseCounseling.org. So they're all the same. The easiest one in my mind to remember is CoachRoland.com. Okay? I'll take you right to our Common Sense Central, which is a portal to find the meditation, all the articles, all the resources, all the blogs. It's all there, okay? And I think you'll enjoy it. And it's all free, too. Now, there is something that I do charge for. I have a brand new service. And it's very, very helpful. And it's going to be very helpful. And let me tell you what it is. I found Live Person. Live Person is a community of experts who provide answers to questions. Now, Live Person has done a wonderful job of putting the whole thing together, whereby you can contact me via live chat by phone or by email. Live chat. Telephone or email through Live Person, and they have a beautiful system set up whereby you can contact me and find out whether I might be of service to you. And if it appears that I can be of service to you, then you can then there's a way for you to then by using your credit card, you can then get minutes, live chat minutes, or telephone minutes. Or email, see? So you can ask me a question about your own life, about your relationship with your husband or your wife, or some issue that you're struggling with, see? Or about family issues or stress, emotional problems. You can contact me basically 24/7. If I'm not available, send me an email. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo,
director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Now, I can easily envision someone going to Roland.com and checking things out a little bit. You know, reading some of the articles and going to some of the blogs and just kind of getting acquainted. And then perhaps listening to the meditation, maybe even beginning to practice it to help you to calm down, be less resentful, and be less reactive, more composed. Refine your calm center of dignity. When you do that, then you'll begin to come up and out of your emotions, the soup of emotions in which you've been living, and up of your imagination. And you begin to see things as they are. Your mind will clear. See? And you'll still have the issues, you know, the issues that you've been dealing with. But in the past, what have you done? You've struggled with them. Now you'll see them. And somehow, a calm observation of them, see, begins a resolution of these issues. Now, I can also see that there may be an issue or two which is kind of a sticky wicket for you, as they say. Something a little bit, well, difficult, or something that you really would like to have an answer for. And then you could contact me at LivePerson. And do some, and chat with me. Or, talk to me on the phone. See, or have an email exchange. Now, there's a couple of good things about it. Number one, it's handled in a very professional manner by a live person. And the other thing is it'll generate a little bit of income for me to help keep me on the air. See, I do not work for the station. A lot of you don't know this. I have to keep mentioning it because there are always new listeners. I don't work for the station. I'm just a man with a microphone. And I buy the airtime from the station. I pay for this airtime. And so here I am. This is a labor of love. I'm doing something good. Okay? And I have a lot of wisdom. And, you know, I've been at this now for 20 years. And I am 60 years old, so I've got a lot of wisdom. I can be of very much help to people. Now, the other good thing is all the free resources that I have, plus maybe a little bit of chat or a couple of emails or a phone conversation or two, and chances are you'll be on your way. You don't need me anymore. You'll be on your way. And you'll start, your life will be on the mend and things will start to improve for you. And you'll be able to manage your emotions better and be calmer, be a better mom, dad, husband, wife, have more self-esteem, and so on. As you begin to deal with these issues now properly instead of struggling with them as you always did in the past. Okay? So I think that's a very wonderful thing. Now, how do you contact me at LivePerson? Well, all you have to do is go to my website, which I mentioned, CoachRoland.com, and or any of my blogs, and all of them you'll see a link to a live person, and I'll either be there live online right there, or, you know, if I'm not available temporarily, just send an email. So I think this is a very, 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 very wonderful service. See, a lot of times, too, we want to talk to somebody. Like, I said in one of my blogs, a lot of times you want to talk to a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are. You'd like it to be more impersonal, a little more anonymous. Well, I can help in that regard.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen, Coach Roland. And yes, I am an ordained minister, non-denominational, but I wanted to become one. I wanted to become a pastor because there are some people who, well, they want to talk to a pastor. But I don't have a church. I'm the internet pastor. Okay? I help people by my radio program and over the internet. And so I feel good about that, and I think it's going to be good for some people too. And so, ladies and gentlemen, would you allow me to say, God bless you. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.